Good morning. Welcome to the e-session. And today the topic is article writing. So first, the definition of article writing. Article writing is the process of creating a non-fiction text about current or recent news, items of general interest, or specific topics. They are published in print formats such as newspapers and magazines or online. The students will be asked to attempt a long piece of composition of minimum 100 to 120 words in length. The composition will be in form of an article. The students may be provided with a verbal or visual input. They can take help from the given input, information or notes and can expand them in their own language. Next, the general guidelines for writing an article. Always study the given input, information or notes carefully. Then arrange them in a systematic order. Next, develop each point in a simple, grammatically correct language. Your article must present your ideas not in a sketchy but in a coherent and logical manner. Then confine yourself to the given subject. Superfluous and unnecessary details must be avoided. And last of all, your articles, they are written to give information in a wide range of context for magazines or newspapers. So they are a relatively long and sustained piece of writing. They give information on a variety of themes such as describing an event, person, someone's life and actions, places and experiences. They can also be an expression of the writer's opinions on topics of social interest or arguments for or against a topic, and they often offer suggestions. Next is the format of writing an article. So format, here the first thing that should come is heading. So heading should be eye-catching, and then comes the byline, by whom the article is written. Then comes introduction. So there we have the opening paragraph called the introduction, and it must state what the article is about. So it should arouse interest of the listeners or readers, and we should use clear and precise language. And then next is develop a cause-effect relationship. So there we can use facts. We can give examples to support the views and just present arguments in a coherent, logical and convincing manner. And then we need to take care of comparison and contrast. So there we need to give views contrary to the topic, compare and justify why your views are better. And then the last part is conclusion. So that is like summing up, consolidation of ideas. So this is the format of article writing. So the article writing must be written in the appropriate format and style. So remember to keep within the word limit. Students have to attempt the worksheets in their notebooks and keep in mind the word limit that you need to adhere. Thank you.